Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast, Parking the Bus. I'm Palash. I have my friend Shiv Charan with me.
Hey guys.
So, with Chelsea humbling photo, I should use the word humbling. Let's park the bus. So, where do we start, Shiv Charan?
I guess we'll pick it up from Champions League last week and we go from there.
So, I guess you have a lot to talk about Champions League, I guess, I'm assuming.
No, the thing is that I really expected, first talking about the other fixture of the Champions League, you know, other fixtures, and then I guess I can talk about mine.
I guess we should start with PSG against Bayern Munich.
Exactly.
What a game!
I think Pochettino, like really, is a manager who I like. In the initial stages, I was like, "Oh, okay, Pochettino. I don't think he's a great manager. I mean, he's a good manager, but you know, I never used to rate him very highly. When he went to PSG, I always thought he'll fail because, you know, I see him as a manager who isn't for trophies for some reason, and that is not because of Tottenham. I'm just telling generically, but I never expected with Neymar and Mbappe in the team he would make the team play so much amazing counter-attacking and offensive football and beat Bayern Munich as if it was nothing. I mean, Bayern Munich did not have Serge Gnabry and Lewandowski, but apart from that,
Goretzka also didn't have.
Apart from, Last, against Barcelona, if I'm not wrong, Neymar also wasn't there.
And in this match, Marquinhos was not there, I guess. Verratti was also not there.
And obviously, maybe the difference in the skill of both these missing players are huge. But all I'm saying is they beat only Mbappe was there in PSG when they beat Barcelona, and it was not like they struggled to beat Barcelona. They just actually walked past Barcelona, according to me. At least in the first leg, it was just an one-sided affair. So, I think Pochettino is actually showing skills and he's actually outclassing. And that match, I would say he came for the 1-0 loss or a 0-0 draw also was absolutely fine with him because of the lead he had in the first leg. And he pretty much got the exact same thing and he qualified with ease. The next leg now with Man City is where, we will actually see Pochettino out, skills in the real spotlight.
Against Pep.
Exactly.
So, for me in this game, did you see this game full?
No, I did not see this game because the same day I had Chelsea versus Porto.
So, one thing I would like to say, just go and watch Neymar highlights. Oh my god. Seriously, people used to compare, he's something else. PSG has Mbappe and Neymar both, okay? I'm telling this on recording that Neymar is the guy who comes in, who falls deep, who is always give me the ball, and then he makes something for Mbappe to run into. Neymar was doing everything, and seriously, if PSG has qualified, it is solely because of Neymar. He hit twice or thrice, I'm not sure, but the way he was playing and after the game, the way he celebrated, in front of Kimmich. Kimmich is known to be quite a passionate guy. I saw something, I don't remember. But it was based basically on Kimmich. So Kimmich is like Mourinho as a player. He'll do anything to win. He'll get over you. Kimmich was creating all the chances and he has that winning mentality in him. But after the game, you should have seen Neymar celebrating in front of Kimmich. It was so hilarious. But apart from that, things paid off for PSG. And I guess Bayern Munich missed Lewandowski. Leroy Sané, oh my.
Yes, that was very, very clearly shown in both of these games, because I always used to think, you know, Bayern Munich, you know, are a team
no,
who
actually,
do not miss
if
players,
you see,
mass goals from everywhere.
If,
but
I'm telling you, for an example, Bayern Munich had didn't have their best winger in Gnabry and best striker Lewandowski. So it's as same as like let's say remove like Man City won't and Chelsea apart from Man City, yeah, remove Firmino and Mo Salah from Liverpool, alone Mane, and then give him like Shaqiri's and all. So with that, will Jurgen go with the same mentality in the game? No, I don't think so. But Hansi Flick went with this pressing mentality, and they were just pressing. Thank God the result didn't came according to what Hansi Flick wanted, but he was just pressing. Yeah.
No, actually, after the loss, I think this week Hansi Flick is meeting in the Bayern board of directors, and will be relieved of the duty soon.
It isn't like he's not getting the sack. He's actually willing to go.
Yeah, he is asked to
and he wants to take care of this German national team after Low. So.
Yes. Which you? I am the most happiest person, because if Hansi Flick takes over, I am really happy with how Germany will play, because I want a pressing football. I want a lot of shots on goal. Even if you know we lose, we win, it is, I think, secondary. I want Germany to play like a team where everyone is afraid to play.
Against
us.
I'm not personally
so
happy with
I think
this,
Hansi Flick is capable of that.
Because Flick should stay at Bayern, then his successor, people are calling Julian Nagelsmann, he'll be available. So actually looking at him seriously. But if Bayern Munich and Spurs comes, so obviously hands down anyone will go and say, okay, I want to go to Bayern Munich. So that is one big trouble for us. So that's why I'm wanting Jurgen to get sacked as soon as possible. I don't know why, but
I mean, if Jurgen gets sacked also, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't take up the Germany job, because Hansi Flick is being looked at very strongly by the
German
team.
Time will go for
the German
team, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe, I'm not sure, because we stuck with Low for 25 years, and I don't think if we are now appoint a new manager, say Hansi Flick, I don't think we are changing the manager for the next 5-6 years at least.
Like whether your team is progressing or not. The thing with Low is Low has won you a World Cup. Low has done wonders in past, and that's why he deserves a goodbye. So maybe this is his last chance, and to just give a goodbye. But these days, like, this is what I feel like, he is not properly using the young German squad. Like, he has completely taken out Müller from... I don't know why Müller is not playing for Germany. Thomas Müller.
No, the thing is that Low patronizes youngsters a little too much, because he tells that the team is for the youngsters and he only plays youngsters. He never plays any experienced players at all.
But this mentality,
which is what I'm
like,
having a problem
you
with.
Have to, like, I remember I was reading something, or I was listening a podcast, but in that it was said that youngsters can win you matches, but experience wins you tournaments, like big games.
Exactly. And when you remove every single experienced player in the team, I really doubt if Germany could win trophies. And obviously our results showcase the same, because we did not play Müller and we lost against North Macedonia.
Exactly my point. I want Müller to play for Germany, and he has that kind of passion in him. And one more incident I remember. during this game, Thomas Muller was doing something. Thomas Muller is, for me, is a Bayern Munich legend. Okay. He was doing something, and from like, Bayern. And I guess ball goes to outside, like throw in. Okay. And Joshua Kimmich starts shouting.
All right.
Like he was totally like, that's what I liked about Joshua Kimmich. Like he is so involved in game. He does not care like if he's a club legend or not. He's just like, I want to win. I want to win so bad. Like he's just amazing. Like
I think pretty much everyone in Bayern Munich has
Kimmich, you can see, like, you know, first
the winning
game,
mentality, you know, the
first game, Kimmich created 17
Kimmich is
chances,
actually
still
world class. Yes, yes, yes. I like Kimmich and, you know, those kind of players who played in Bayern, Goretzka,
and
those kind of players are
like,
really
I don't
really
know what
good
happened
players
to Leroy Sané. Like, the Bayern Munich fans are completely blaming him. And he deserves a blame to some extent, but I used to think he's like, when he was in Premier League, the season he got injured before that, I used to think he's in top 5 players, like top 5 most talented guys, but
yeah, but
I don't think
I've never seen Leroy Sané as a man who can solo carry a match with, you know, scoring 2-3 goals from the left hand side and all.
But that goes with every player in Man City, like, okay.
No, De Bruyne and Foden. They win you matches.
No, but De Bruyne, like, you give him strikers like Eric Choupo-Moting. Like, no disrespect, but
this Choupo-Moting is actually a really good player, because when Man City won this, not the last Premier League, the Premier League before that, De Bruyne really solo carried Man City, because he gave passes, and if the players don't score the goals, it was De Bruyne himself who scored the goals.
Yeah.
And he was a midfielder.
No, but we count Riyad Mahrez, Bernardo Silva, Raheem Sterling, Jesus, also world class.
A really good team. They had a really good team. I totally will not differ from that.
Yeah, but
Sané,
like,
I've never seen. I never thought of Sané who's a player who can.
Yeah, but Leroy Sané at Bayern Munich has disappointed me to some extent. I actually expected like Sané, Gnabry, and Lewandowski will be one of the best front in the world. But to some extent, they have disappointed. And coming to the next game, that was Chelsea against Porto, 1-0. I would like to ask you one question. Did you feel after 92nd minute when Mehdi, I guess his name was Mehdi.
Yeah, the thing,
he hit a bicycle.
I was shell-shocked, to be honest. Okay, I was shell-shocked because I could not believe that that kind of goal was scored at that point of time. Okay, and thank God that player did not start for Porto. He was our substitute player. And my goodness, what a goal it was. And I, like, seriously, if Chelsea fans were there, I feel Chelsea fans would have stood up and applauded the goal, because there's nothing taking away that it would be probably the goal of the season also. Goal of the Champions League season.
Yeah.
I'm for sure telling that is the goal.
Yeah.
It was so clean, so composed, and obviously, I think after that I was...
There are many contenders for goal of the season, to be honest, if you count.
I mean, we haven't seen a lot of, every goal they...
like Messi's goal against PSG, if you remember, second leg.
Yes. See, that is
was
one
good one.
I would put this bicycle kick near, you know, Real Madrid versus Juventus, Ronaldo's bicycle kick. So clean, so composed free kick. I mean, I'm sorry, bicycle kick. So, it was a really good match. I think Chelsea came in for the draw only. We were not looking for the win. But 22 fouls on Christian Pulisic was made. And
Is he fit?
Yeah, he's fit.
I didn't see this game. I just saw the highlights.
He's fit for the next match too. So, 22 fouls. targeted on a single player, which makes me slightly happy, because I could like clearly tell that, you know, if not for so many fouls, maybe we could have seen the goal post once or twice in the match, because there were so many fouls and everything where fouls needed to be done, because that Pepe and the defense were so experienced and so composed, and they made the fouls as if it was nothing, because usually after a yellow card a foul will be carefully done, but they did all calculated fouls. And I mean, there's no other words to describe this match. It was just another match, I guess.
Just another Thomas Tuchel game.
Yeah, maybe.
So, if you want to know, like, do you know why those fouls were done and all? I would strongly recommend in our Spurs documentary, Wolves versus Tottenham, that game.
Okay.
You should just see the post-match of that game.
Oh, okay.
In that, Mourinho explains why those fouls are necessary.
Okay.
And Pepe, being Mourinho's man, he will know. I'm pretty sure, like, this was some sort of relation. You should see that game. See that. Just clips are available on YouTube.
I'll watch it for sure.
Yeah. Then Liverpool got held up by Real Madrid.
Yes. I was expecting few goals this match. But
I was actually expecting this kind of result only.
I thought Liverpool would come back, you know, with that, you know, mentality of, you know, how they played against Barcelona, with that, you know, crazy press, high attack, offensive mentality.
Yeah.
But I guess
no. But if you remember this, did you see Casemiro versus Robertson?
I think I saw that, yes.
Real Madrid fans were fuming. Like, I remember. At first, what was happening, if you remember, on Benzema, Tabak, Phillips, TA, these people were doing leg-breaking tackles. Fabinho also, to some extent. Like, seriously, if you see those pictures, you will be like, how is his leg still working? Like, they were just pushing, like, I don't know what they were doing with Benzema. And in this game, I didn't see any Modric or Cruz magic also, I won't lie. But on Benzema and Vinicius, they were just doing fouls after fouls. Now, Casemiro being Casemiro, he did what he, like, he did a foul to whom he did? Robertson. Miller,
yes.
I guess. And then Robertson came in and few Real Madrid fans were like, what about your fouls? What about your fouls? Yeah, but a calculated game by Zidane. I'm pretty sure this was a calculated game.
Like, I think Zidane in the Champions League is a whole different beast, because he comes in with the top class tactics in the world. And I mean, he shows why he's, you know, won the Champions League back-to-back-to-back. And I wouldn't... The back-to-back-to-back seasons, I wouldn't tell it was, you know, Ronaldo who won the Champions League for them. It was definitely even Zidane who was involved, because...
Yeah, obviously, one player cannot carry a whole team. Like,
and that too, 3 times in a row, not possible. And he's showing why he's a beast in the Champions League right now. And I'm worried.
Yeah. And coming to the last game, that is Dortmund against Manchester. Jude Bellingham is 17 years old.
Yes.
And... So, like, first, like, instead of that leg, I saw this leg. Second time, I was like, who will watch? Like, high-profile game, I was not interested, because I knew that high-profile games are mostly boring unless if it's PSG versus Bayern Munich, where you can see Neymar and Mbappe and Bayern Munich pressing. Like, that is good. But I saw this game, I won't lie, and this game was something else. Like, when Jude Bellingham scored the goal, I wasn't expecting Man City to come back.
Same. Actually, I thought, you know, Dortmund had this in their hands, and they could actually, if they could score one more goal, they can capitalize, I thought.
And Dortmund has such a good, I'll say mid. Jude Bellingham and Dahoud also was very good.
And you don't have to talk about their attack itself, obviously.
attack, yeah, first goal was made by Erling Haaland, like a good ball from...
And everyone is still talking about the celebration done by Jude Bellingham after the goal, the way he went and stand in the camera, as if, you know... the celebration right now has been used in a lot of magazines because it's so cold celebration. And I mean, I think Dortmund were unlucky not to qualify, but obviously it is Pep Guardiola. You must never underestimate that manager.
Yeah, and also Man City were lucky in this time.
Mm.
Like first leg also, it was like that only. Like they got lucky, and second leg also, I'll say they got a little bit of lucky. Like if Riyad Mahrez had Riyad Mahrez missed that penalty, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't have qualified.
Yeah, agreed.
So we have our four semi-finalists.
Yes.
And I guess this is what we predicted.
Yes.
I predicted Real Madrid, I predicted Chelsea, I predicted PSG, I predicted Dortmund, yes.
I think I got all the four right.
You predicted Liverpool, I guess.
Yeah, did I predict Liverpool? I predicted Real Madrid versus PSG finals.
No, you predicted Man City to win it all.
I'm very sure I put Real Madrid in the finals.
I don't know.
Like, I guess we'll have to rewatch the whole podcast.
Yeah, but yeah, according to you, now who is winning? One team from both sides.
I'm still sticking with the same thing. Man City.
I'm going for Real Madrid.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, even if like whomsoever wins this PSG Man City, star-studded tie.
Mm.
Like seriously star-studded tie
will
have to face a very experienced team who is known for playing UCL finals after finals after finals.
Exactly.
And winning it.
Mm.
And I don't think so. It's going to be easy for any manager in the world to do that.
Totally.
And UEL also, UEFA Europa League.
Mm.
We have our four semi-finalists, one of them being Manchester United, two Premier League teams actually, like four Premier League teams are in semi-finals, so good for them.
Yeah.
Arsenal. Arsenal, actually, I wasn't expecting Arsenal to like blast suddenly.
Yeah, exactly. And the semi-finals is going to be really fun because it is now reunion for Arsenal with Unai Emery in Villarreal.
Oh God. There were many people saying that, oh, I want to see Unai Emery against Arsenal. And do you think anything, like, what do you expect from this game?
See, the thing is that I was really expecting Arsenal to, you know, win the Europa League itself last season. Okay.
Yeah.
Because the way they were playing, they beat Liverpool in the same week, and then they won the FA Cup in the same...
No, but they beat them after the lockdown, and before that only they were eliminated, if I'm not wrong. Yes, they were eliminated before that. Remember, Olympiacos eliminated them.
Exactly, Olympiacos. So, I never expected Arsenal to go down to a team, no offense to Olympiacos, but Premier League teams are Premier League teams, and obviously they will be high rated. I never expected Arsenal to Olympiacos. This season, I was actually very skeptical about, you know, them qualifying, and I placed my bets on Tottenham Hotspurs. And I think I see the pattern here, and I think I'm not going to place bets on anyone here because I don't want to jinx the team which is going to win the Europa League. Because
I would love you to place your bets on Arsenal now, because I would love you to jinx right now, seriously.
So, I'm just thinking it will be a fun game for Arsenal because they will be reunited with Unai Emery. And I really want to see what the players actually think of.
Actually, the thing with Unai Emery is he knows Arsenal team in and out. That is one whole soul. Like, that is one point. And the second point is... from the sources that I've heard, that Unai Emery was disrespected a lot.
Yes.
Disrespected is the word I'm using.
Yes.
By Arsenal players. When, like, I heard that Lacazette made fun of his accent and all.
Yes.
I'm not wrong. So that and all, if Unai Emery manages to take revenge. Mm. And Man United Roma game also, I would love Ole Gunnar to lose.
I mean, I clearly see your pattern here.
Yeah. I don't care who wins UCL amongst Roma or Villarreal. Both of them, give both of them UCL, I don't care. But I don't want to see any English team lifting UCL, UEL, not UCL, UEL from. So, from that, coming to a very interesting title race, I would have said interesting title race, but which is now over. Serie A, it is over.
Yeah. Antonio Conte has done it.
Antonio Conte has done it. Like, it is not yet official.
Yes.
But at the moment, they have 12 points lead.
It takes two more wins to mathematically be over. But I was seeing the stats of Antonio Conte. He took over Juventus in 2011 after they were in 6th place in 2010. And he made Juventus win the title the next season. And they've been winning titles ever since. He took over Chelsea in 2015, I think. And he made Chelsea win the
title. No, not 15. Was he your manager after Jose was fired? Jose?
Yes.
Was he a direct manager or do you hired some interim manager?
We hired some interim manager, but he started...
16-17 was the year, I guess, he took over.
I think so, yeah. Okay, 16-17, yeah.
And 16-17, Leicester won or Chelsea won?
I think 16-17, Leicester won.
Then 17-18, Chelsea. No. 17-18 was 100-point season. Man City's 100-point season, so 7.
We are talking a little... I think 15-16 was Chelsea, 14-15 was Leicester, and 13...
No.
Okay, what... forget the date, I guess.
15-16 was Leicester. 16-17 was Chelsea. Yeah, 16-17 was Chelsea, yes.
So that season where Antonio Conte took over, he won the season for Chelsea. And for the same...
Then he was fired?
Yeah, he was fired, yes.
For what?
He was fired after...
For what purpose he was fired?
He had some fight with the Chelsea stuff. Like he made Diego Costa leave Chelsea, and he did a lot of inside politics problem, which led to the players turning on Antonio Conte a little bit, and everything like that turned out to be a little bad.
Messy.
And he also filed a court case against us, which. Something and all, very huge problems happened inside Chelsea with Antonio Conte, and so he had to leave, and meaning he was sacked like that.
Okay.
Otherwise, I love that. I think from the beginning of this podcast, I think one man who I've talked about extensively as a manager is Antonio Conte, because I love the passion he brings to any team he goes to, and right now Inter Milan are enjoying it. He made them, you know,
win it.
He took a couple of Premier League rejects. No offense in there, but he took a couple of Premier League rejects. To be honest, Lukaku, Alexis Sanchez, Christian Eriksen, and a couple of players like that. Victor Moses.
Mm-hmm. He also bought in, I guess, Bakayoko. Bakayoko is in.
No, Bakayoko is in Monaco. I'm not sure though.
AC Milan, he wasn't in AC Milan, I don't know. You are a Chelsea fan, you will know better.
Yeah, I think Bakayoko was briefly in AC Milan. And then, he's not in Inter Milan is all I know that.
Okay. He also signed Ashley Young.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of players.
In about 2-3 matches.
Yeah, so congrats to them. And what is next for Juve?
Very clearly, it was stated by the club owner and CEO that Andrea Pirlo will be staying next season and Cristiano Ronaldo will not be leaving next season. But I don't know, because Pirlo seems very inexperienced because he couldn't win the Scudetto. I mean, Scudetto is a very normal thing for Serie A, and Juventus have been doing it forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, you know, you never know what the club holds for you. But so staying, he's staying because they're offering him more time because he's a club legend. So,
yeah,
let's see, I guess.
Yeah, it depends on next season. Like, I guess it's like Lampard only.
Maybe, yeah, fair enough.
Now coming to Premier League. So, where do we start? Oh my god.
What
this season is so bad, seriously, for us.
Wait, y'all...
Like...
Oh, yeah. 3-1, huh?
Huh?
Y'all lost. This week, you lost 3-1, right?
We lost, then yesterday we drew also.
Yesterday, you had a... Oh, yeah. Two goals.
But... Everton away. Everton away, yes.
So, what are your thoughts on it?
As others are saying, and Mourinho out, what else like can I say? Next week we do have a Man City final against Man City of League Cup, Carabao Cup finals.
Mm.
But apart from that, if we win that, like watching like football. And that is not so good. But like, I was like, I'll watch this dinosaur football if we are grinding out results, which we had in initial stages when we were on top of the league.
Ah, yes.
But now, like, if you should see our stats.
Mm.
We are the team who scores first, like if first half of Premier League becomes a table.
Okay, I get it.
We are on second, and I guess 1 or 2 points behind Man City. And we are talking about 80 points something mark here, okay? If second half, or like Premier League second half, this table comes, then we are on 19th or 20th, sharing with Brighton.
Wow.
Like... I expected Mourinho to be like, oh, he'll remove the tag of bottlers from us. And with them, we are becoming bigger bottlers.
No, I mean, if you're
fans are saying that.
If you're somehow pull out the win in a car.
Like, you only tell, like, will you sacrifice your whole year of football for just one Carabao Cup?
Uh-huh. Okay, like, fair point.
Like, it's so sad to watch. Like, yesterday we should have watched Harry Kane. Guy's every touch is gold these days. Every touch is gold. And he's the one only trying. Other players are like, okay, roaming around the field. Okay. And I will not blame players also 100%. It's manager also, because what will your team do if your team is losing? Like, we lost 3-1 to Man United. We all expect a reaction. Like, yesterday, none of us expected, because we all knew what was coming. It's like, we know what is going to happen in match. We'll take a lead, then bottle it. My question to you, what will any manager in the world... let's say Tuchel. If Tuchel is on a losing streak, what will he do in the next match against a team like Everton, who is also struggling for form?
What will Tuchel do?
If his team is also struggling for form, and against a team which is also struggling for form, but he has a striker like Harry Kane, Heung-Min Son and Gareth Bale.
Yes.
What will he do? He'll go all out, right? Mourinho goes more defensive. Yesterday, with a back five, we had two holding midfielders. So, like...
I mean, totally. I am not surprised, because when we had an attack like Diego Costa, Hazard and Oscar, we just sat in the back. So
no, I don't care if we sit in the back also. Like, but the thing is, your defense at that time was very good. Our defense is not that good. Like, you have to play with your strengths, right? If you ask Man City to sit back, will they sit back? No, because their strength is to press. And like, we are just sitting, and we know that this is not our strength. Still, we are sitting back. Like, I don't understand what is going on. Like, Atletico Madrid, if they sit back, we know that they have defense to hold out that lead. We don't. Yeah. Apart from that, let's this banter can go on for years.
But just a quick question though: would you, like, right now, if you have the option, sack Mourinho?
I'll wait for next week.
Fair enough.
Because this was like, if he loses that, then I'm giving you in writing 99.9% he's gone. 0.1% only he'll survive, because he has a 30 million release clause, I'm not sure. And that much money at this point of time, our club might not be able to afford. Apart from that, he's gone, because nothing is working apart from Harry Kane. Yesterday he had his 51st goal in ball.
Yeah, I think this season he's already scored 21 goals.
No. 51st goal involvement in all competitions. Okay. Like, this is 2 years back, Messi, when he won Ballon d'Or. So, as fans are like, okay, Mourinho will give us the trophy that we never expected, Ballon d'Or. No, if we win League Cup, then I'm also thinking that Harry Kane should win top three at least. I'm not sure if he will win or not, because as 3 years back or 2 years back, it was clearly visible that Ballon d'Or is being given based on individual performances. Like, Messi won when Van Dijk was there, so it depends. Apart from that, lot of good matches to
I think this is the week, these are the few weeks in the Premier League where, I mean, I think the title race has been mostly decided, and the second place also has been decided. It is all about the 3-4.
Man United sealed
the
second
place.
It's all about 3, 4, 5, 6, yes. And to some extent, I'll say the way Leicester are playing these days, the Brendan Rodgers thing has
started. I do not know if it has started, because West Ham are playing really good, really amazing football. So you never know.
No. I agree with all your points, but look at Leicester. Like, last season also same thing happened. They're Leicester City. Last season also same thing happened. And okay, I agree that they lost to Man City and West Ham, but they lost 3-2 to West Ham, where they could have easily equalized. Like, in the dying seconds, all the West Ham players were in box, and everyone was clueless. Like, what can happen? No one knew. And at that point of time also, Leicester bottled it. I'll say bottled it, because they had 7 minutes to score a goal. And if you can't score a goal in 7 minutes with your team, it's very difficult.
Fair enough.
But yeah, Leicester has a comparatively tough run towards the end of the season. Like, they have Man United, Chelsea away. Then last game they have easy, that is us. But yeah, Man United away, Chelsea away. For Chelsea, amongst all the top 4, 5, 6 contenders,
Chelsea.
Who has the toughest run?
Totally. Oh, we have a Man City game, we have a Leicester game, we have a West Ham game, we have...
Don't forget Real Madrid.
Exactly.
Like, the thing with this is you can't, like, if you lose one of these matches,
exactly,
it can be a season over match.
Not finishing top four will be humiliating
and
for Chelsea.
Then you have one option left, that is to go and win Champions League.
No,
that
impossible.
Very difficult. I mean, you can still do that. No, I'm not saying you can't, but you can still do that. Like, it's 50-50. You just have to win two games, or in fact, one game.
The thing is that I've already lost my hope. Meaning the Champions League, I'm not even going to have hope, because we are the weakest team right now in the Champions League, and I'm not worried about it, because we made it this far, beating Atletico Madrid and Porto, which is something I am obviously going to be proud about. But in the Premier League, I expected the top four after Tuchel's initial run to Chelsea, because he was just winning with clean sheets. But then right now, I'm really...
It's like Ole's.
We lost the match. So the honeymoon period is right now over. Okay. But will Tuchel be able to do it, or will he not be able to do it? I never know. Because we have Man City, we have West Ham. We beat Leicester and West Ham. Then we do have a chance to stay inside. But otherwise, I don't think we have a chance to stay inside. But we have Brighton too. They've been in great form, and they've been keeping clean sheets after clean sheets. So even a draw could affect us in this point of time. All I'm telling is, I've lost the slight hope of us finishing top. This is place finish for Chelsea.
Personally, out of all given teams, I'll say till Everton. And now Arsenal is quite far behind. Like, 10 points is very difficult to recover in 7 games. But till Everton, I guess every team has a chance to finish in top 6
totally
or
agreed,
top 4.
Agreed. And losing
so 3-8. What is that one team that you don't want to see in top 4? I personally don't want to see Liverpool.
I personally do not want
four.
To see West Ham in top 4.
No, West Ham, I'd guess they'll bottle at some point. Like, West Ham also does not have easier
football
fixtures ahead.
And Lingard is become Lingardinho. So, I'm not going to tell West Ham.
No, West Ham has comparatively easier fixtures.
Yeah, exactly.
Just Chelsea one big game there. Apart
exactly.
from that, Everton home, Brighton,
exactly.
West Brom, Southampton. Oh my God, they have a huge chance.
Oh, all I'm saying is, it's going to be very, very tough.
I don't want to see West Ham and Liverpool finishing top 4, seriously. Because Liverpool fans are so hard to take. When they lost against this Real Madrid, the whole tie they lost, I'm telling, they were like mocking Real Madrid, like, oh, Zidane doesn't have balls to attack. What? Why should he attack you? Like, why should he go all out against a team, like when he has a 3-1 lead against your team? Why? Zidane can only do, like, it was like a bus side, like, Anfield is preparing a bigger stadium entrance so as to remove Zidane's bus from the stadium. As
too much,
the bus with Zidane Park. And they're so hard to take, seriously. I don't want to see them. And it will be fun also, right? Jurgen, like Mo Salah and Van Dijk and Mane, these players playing in Europa or even Conference League.
See, the thing is, I will not write off any of the teams till Everton right now, because you never know what would happen. Because anyone could reach their nose up in front and suddenly finish top 4 and, you know, make it a very normal thing. So,
the thing with this is,
exactly.
This is 6 to
exactly.
8 points, right? Like 6 to 7 points. So, your team's one loss can, like, if, I'll say if West Ham loses and other 4 teams wins. So, West Ham will come to 6th. And West
splendid
Ham
form.
Opinions,
yeah.
Like,
that's
next
what
level
every
form.
Single match, every single goal will matter right now, because you never know how the season will end, and it's going to be fun. It's definitely going to be fun.
Yeah. So I guess predicted top 4.
I'm going for a very weird top 4.
Top 6, 7, let's say. Top
do
seven,
we
okay.
do we have to do that right now, or do we have to do it after, you know, at least 2-3 matches? Because I feel it's a little early, because it's 32 matches. I feel 36th match will be the perfect time where you can tell. No, we'll
so
not. No, no.
So we'll know, na. Like, imagine if Spurs come completely clear.
All right, I'll do the top six.
Losing,
you know.
Top six.
Okay, top seven.
Seven.
Top seven, seven. For me, it will be Man City, Man U. I think I'm going to lose out on the hope, so I'll just put. I'll put in. Leicester. I'm going to put in Leicester City, and I'm going to put in Liverpool actually.
Hmm.
And then I'm going to put.
Oh, wow.
Wait! I think I'm going too bad on Chelsea right now. So okay, let me make my prediction based on how. Okay, Man City, Man U, Chelsea, West Ham, Leicester, Liverpool. Tottenham.
West Ham? Oh, you don't want to see them only?
No. I put them below Liverpool. Above Tottenham, below Liverpool. In 6th place.
Tottenham 7th, West Ham 6th, Liverpool 5th. And Leicester 4th.
Leicester 4th, yes. This would be the dream finish.
My top 7 will be Man City, Man U. I guess Chelsea deserves. Like, I can be a hitter, but the way they have been playing recently, they deserve to be in top 4. And I'll put them at
third. Thank you.
And 4th, I'll have to put Spurs.
Yeah,
because,
I hear it.
Regardless of Mourinho's dinosaur tactics, we have to support them. I have no other option. Fifth, I would love to see with Leicester. I guess Leicester. Sixth, who else is left? Liverpool and West Ham. So West Ham sixth, and Everton seventh, and Liverpool eighth.
All right.
And if possible, Arsenal at 13th or 14th.
Okay. I mean, I clearly see the hate here.
No, like seriously, they play so bad all season, Arsenal, and they suddenly get going in one tie, and then they will win one cup. I don't want to see this.
Mm.
It's so much. Like, we also play as bad as Arsenal, but we don't get those kind of FA Cups or Europa Leagues which Arsenal gets. So that is something that hurts. So, I guess, by the way, what was your, did you hear what Paul Pogba said on Mourinho?
Yeah, I think I heard some news where it said, you know, the manager doesn't go against the players here or something like that.
And you heard what Mourinho replied?
No, I did not know what he replied.
I couldn't care less about Paul Pogba. He thinks that talking about me will get him fame. Something like that.
These fights is what keeps the football banter also going inside, I guess. Because it's fun.
And you heard what Ole Gunnar said about Sun. It was so weird.
Yeah, I mean...
You heard?
Not feeding or something like that, right?
I wouldn't feed my son if my son does like this. And Mourinho said that Ole Gunnar is definitely not a good father. I'll say son's father is a better father.
Everyone
than Ole Gunnar.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's actual son, whether he's being fed.
He was also interviewed. He was like, no, my father gives me food from regular time. I guess Mourinho's expired.
No, he told Mourinho wantedly changed the topic to divert everyone from the loss he just had.
That was like, that is a fact. That is not something that we all of us know. That is not like, he had a point. No, it is not a point. It is a fact. We all know.
Mourinho's are a love story, to be honest, because you see the best things happening there. Mourinho and press conferences are a very, very unwritten love story because best things happen.
But shall I say something? If he gets sacked from Spurs now, he's not getting any big job anytime.
I really doubt it, man. I feel that he still has... The thing is, he doesn't need a big job to prove it because he's the guy who made Porto in the Champions League. So,
but that was in 2004.
All I'm saying is that is what everyone will talk about. So he can take up a small job and then everyone will keep watching the team because it's Mourinho.
No, Mourinho has his own fans. Like, he has his own fan base like Cristiano. I'm not even joking.
Fact.
Like, on Reddit, Spurs, like, there are some, like, proper Mourinho fans who have been following him since Chelsea. And they're like, wherever Mourinho goes, we support that team.
Okay, wow.
So, these people are so much like, oh, your club is not paying him money. Just pay him money and we the fans will... enjoy the football and all. Like, they are proper Mourinho fans. Yeah, but I guess it's all about time. Yeah, so with that being said, I guess Erling Haaland, okay, last but not the least, transfer rumors. Do you think Erling Haaland will move now? I guess
I feel Man City could buy Erling Haaland.
I don't want to see Erling Haaland in Man. No, I do want.
Yeah,
to.
Obviously.
Why not? Because if he goes to Man City, then Man City won't buy Kane.
Yes.
And no one else in the world, apart from PSG or Man City, at this point of time, can afford Kane.
Yeah. See, the thing, all I'm saying is, I think Erling Haaland has seen what Man City is capable of in both the ties when they played against each. So he knows what he will be getting into if he joins the club. So it's a decision to make, I think. And obviously Dortmund are going to get paid a lot of money and then they'll find one more generational talent. He'll be playing there for a year and then he'll...
They do have generational talents in them.
Oh, find them.
I don't... You remember that 17-year-old guy? No, not 17, 15, 16 only. Dortmund has that striker. I don't remember his
name. Yusuf Amo.
Ah, Mokoko. Something like that. Yeah. What? Like, Dortmund buys these youngsters like Jude Bellingham. Oh my god.
Yeah, and see, the thing is, they buy players for, you know, some 5, 6 million or something, or maximum 10 million, and then they sell them for 100 million or something. Which is like, I mean, amazing scouting.
No. It's so sad to see seriously Dortmund doing this kind. Like, I would love Spurs to become a Dortmund. Like, they are not winning titles, so are we. But the way they are playing, like, not like... Obviously, I will want a different manager than Dortmund, but a team like Dortmund is so exciting.
Yeah, same. I agree.
So, I guess with this being said, I guess... it's time to wrap up. Thank you, Shivcharan. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys.
So, peace out and bye-bye.
Peace out.